Tā ādi xe lēnpā tī kū tūndā nā pū tī jibu chūngu tāng tūngu yu lāng jī rīngpā sī tāmbul tī yungu wā rī sī mā tī jibu chūngu tāng tūngu yu lāng jī rīngpā nā lū gā rī yu wā rī sī nā anī tī ngā sū gu rī tī nī xī nē anī ngā sū jīwā lēn sā tā lī dīn rū tāng yā rī yīngpā tī yu mā rī sī ngā sū ngā jīwā kā nē lā tāng mā lī rū yā kī tā xī tī ngū wā rī sī What the Chibu Chungo, Chungo to Tumu Lazi Rimbas, then Alule, and then Gunjus on the Jowson Ruas, Jowson Ru Gune, and the Tweetings Wise Waters, Magijung Tweeting. Then Dibal Shadanji Waters, what the good, and the Chibu Chungo to Tumu Lazi Rimbalu de Waters.
So we've been going over the text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment by the great master Atisha. And really, this text deals with the beings of three capacities. And the first type of being that this text deals with is a being of small capacity, or teachings of the small scope. And this type of being recognizes that after he or she dies, there are two possible places of rebirth, those being the lower and the higher realms. And a being of small capacity wishes to abandon the causal factors for rebirth into the lower realms because he or she recognizes the unpleasant nature of the lower realms. So he or she then practices a method which will allow him or her to be relieved of the burden of rebirth into the lower realms. So what is the method that this practitioner must utilize in order to be free from the lower realms? The method is a very strong foundation in the refuge in the three jewels, the Buddha jewel, the Dharma jewel, and the Sangha jewel. Foundation in ethical behavior, and also understanding of the law of cause and effect, coupled with a confession or acknowledgement of one's downfall. So all of these practices together are the necessary practices for a being of small capacity to abandon rebirth in the lower realms so he or she may attain a rebirth in the higher realms of the gods and humans and so forth. So this is the small scope's motivation.
That the Gandhas Yung was in the Banangas, Luigi Diva, Nagi Diva, Yiji Diva, Suma, do your mothers, Lunga Yisung Diva. Lunga Yisung Diva de la Chibundin Chung Sung Yores. Lunga Yisungi, Luigi Diva, that Luigi Diva Chajavina, Luigi Diva Chimbundin Chung Sung de Gay, Chua de Gay, Niwalji Waters, Dingi Dalchen Waters, and then Chung Tudulchi Waters. The car with Chitin Sungaina and Chitin. Chivo, Chinese won the gay, and a medan, had no money in Jim Waters.
So one accumulates action or karma through the body, speech, and mind. There are no other gateways than the body, speech, and mind, which will produce actions which produce rebirth in either the higher or the lower realms. So each type of karma, whether it be karma of the body, the speech, or the mind, has three levels of potency. So if one takes the misdeeds, for instance, of the body, a greatest level of misdeed of the body will produce rebirth into the lower realms, and particularly the hell realm. The medium level of negativity caused by the body, or medium level of misdeeds engaged in by the body, produce a rebirth into the hungry ghost realm. And a small level of negativity relative to action of the body produces rebirth into the animal realms. But the same is true for virtuous activities. Virtuous activities have three levels as well, and if one engages in the greatest level of virtuous activity, then this produces rebirth into the gods, and then the little less, the demigods, and then the human realm for the smallest level of virtuous activity. So we can see that there are three outlets of the body, speech, and mind, which have various activities, be it positive or negative, which will produce either negative or positive results, those being the lower realm rebirth or higher realm rebirth, depending on the potency of the action and the type of action, whether it be virtuous or non-virtuous. Ethics are very similar to medicine. If we were to go to a doctor, receive a diagnosis, and get a prescription, we would be prescribed a medicine that would eradicate the illness. Ethics are very similar to medicine in this way. If someone is sick, they go see a doctor. And if someone has the cyclical issue, if someone wishes to be relieved of the sickness of cyclic existence, then he or she goes for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and sees the Buddha as a doctor, the Dharma as medicine, and Sangha as helpful aids or nurses. It has been stated by the Buddha that no matter how great the level of misdeed, even if one engaged in a great level of non-virtue or a great level of misdeed, which would normally produce a rebirth into the hell realm, that misdeed can be purified through confession, acknowledgement of downfalls. So the Buddha stated that there is no type of negativity that one can engage in that can't be purified. So we can see an example in the case of Angulimala, who lived during the time of Buddha. And Angulimala engaged in a large number of misdeeds and killed 999 people. But he was able to meet with the Dharma and meet with the Buddha. And did he have to experience the results of these negativities of killing? And the answer is no, because he engaged in the confession of downfalls and various activities prescribed by the Buddha. He was able to eradicate the causal factors. He did not have to endure any of the suffering which it would normally produce, and actually achieve the state of foe destroyer or arhatship in that very lifetime, by depending upon the teachings and confession of downfalls.
Oh, then na ji the Angulimala diba ta yo na ngasu ki diba ta me bi ju sen yo ma sen ngasu diba sha gi ne diba ta gre is ane sa ji sung ni ki chen da to ni go ya sha ba go ya jao ndu da ju ti sun wo den ji diba ta no gre is.
So if Angulimala can purify the misdeeds that he created, then we can't say maybe we could ours. We have to say quite definitely we can purify our negativities based on the example of Angulimala, and we can give no reason that we cannot purify them based on the example of Angulimala. So we have the potential to purify our negativities in the same exact fashion that he was able to. There is no difference.
What that Jibu Chungu could do what the Lanrung with the Lotte orders. That dean there, Tapananga to the Nazul Majiba Jing, Nazul, Hat the Malijiba Yina, Hat the Malayad, Ji Dunga, Gai Dunga, Nai Dunga, and Dungaji Dunga, Chabadiji Dunga, what then it was. What Tele and a Teta Tetabi Dungel Tane and a Gazure Tabal Drag longer in Bade and Jibun Dean Legores.
So this is the teaching in the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, according to the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment on the small scope. The next level is called the medium scope, or beings of medium capacity or middling capacity. And this is a being who not only recognizes the downfalls of the lower realms, not only recognizes those types of suffering, but also recognizes that anywhere in cyclic existence, cyclic existence, be it the lower realms or higher realms, one still has to endure various types of suffering. He or she recognizes that even the beings in the higher realms of the gods and humans and so forth still have to endure the suffering of birth, aging, sickness, and death, the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, the pervasive compounded suffering. So we can see that if there is cyclic existence, it is necessarily pervaded by suffering. So the medium scope practitioner, or being of middling capacity, recognizes the downfalls of all of cyclic existence, not only the lower realms, and then wishes to definitely get out and achieve the state of liberation, or nirvana, which is freedom from all realms of cyclic existence. So he or she relies on practices which will lead him or her to liberation, which is a freedom from cyclic existence altogether.
That the tabi ne duwa ri du gu dungen du su kangalo dungen denpa se kiris po nima chugu non dungen denpa. Te ju kangla tenne shungwa risi na le dan yomu bu gu nyungla tenne shungwa risi. Te kangla tenne shungwa risi na denzin la tenne shungwa risi maribaya inuru. Uwa te tekka bi tabal duwa la tunyi dubi shira gu gu risi, shira jilaba. Shira jilaba di abu ju yungwa la ti jishit ten tsutin jilaba ta, tunyi la mibi tingan jilaba. Son tsu su na, tenne dōngiān kā yōtān jīpa kāni tabal rūyā kātē wā tī jīpan dīng tāng tūmōyī lāng jirī wā kāng dīng kā lāng, tēmē kā lāng, sāngjī kō tū sōng wā rīs.
So when we look at the being of medium capacity, and we look at the Four Noble Truths, we can see that the recognition of this, all of the sufferings in cyclic existence, is the first noble truth, the truth of suffering. And then one investigates where this suffering comes from and what the causal factors for suffering are. And that investigation leads to the second noble truth, which is the truth of origin, origin of suffering. And upon when one investigates this, he or she will find that the causal factors for truth of suffering are action and afflictions, or karma and afflictions. And then if we take it back further, we can find that the causal factors for the actions and afflictions are the causal factors for the action and afflictions is the grasping at true existence, the mistaken view that grasps at true existence. So one must engage in the investigation of the nature of reality and acquire the wisdom realizing emptiness in order to eradicate the grasping at true existence. But in order to achieve the wisdom realizing emptiness, it's necessary to utilize single-pointed concentration, which uses as its object of observation emptiness. And in order to achieve that state of concentration, single-pointed concentration, which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness, one must have ethical behavior. So we can see that the three higher trainings are indispensable for this type of practitioner. And a being of medium capacity is also called a Hinayanist, or a lesser vehicle practitioner. So the medium scope is the same as Hinayana. So this is the type of being who wishes to achieve the state of liberation through the process of eradication of the grasping at true existence, which is brought on by the wisdom realizing emptiness, which is caused by the single-pointed concentration, which is caused by ethical behavior.
What that Tony Lamibi Tony Dubi Shiro, Tony Lamibi Tingenzi, the Chutin Sun Chuna, and Denzida, Denzigi, Sabunda Jiba Pone, Dunga Pondo Azinsaris, and God Azinsaris.
So if one achieves the state of wisdom, which is the wisdom realizing emptiness, brought on by single-pointed concentration, which uses emptiness as its object of observation, which is possible because of a foundation in ethical behavior. If one has these three higher trainings, then it's possible to eradicate the grasping at true existence and the seeds that the grasping at true existence creates. And if these are eradicated, then the suffering which they produce is also eradicated.
Tāpana ngā su tāpa dhūtun zimi lūtu lū lū shē rēs rōwa, tēn yēn nō rēs tēn rāpu rēs. Tāpa dhū mā yīmā shē sūna, tāpa dhūn zimi lū lū nō rūwa sī. Chū tāngi dēmā mā rūwa shē sūna, Tuni dubi shera tiki denzil nuyonu waris.
So, just like the mistaken view, which cognizes as a rope as a snake, which mistakenly cognizes a rope as a snake, the grasping at true existence is just as incorrect as the mistaken view, which sees a rope incorrectly as a snake. So once one has recognition or wisdom which recognizes that the rope is not a snake, the mistaken view is abandoned. Likewise, once one recognizes that all phenomena are not truly established, they have no true existence, then this eradicates the mistaken view of the grasping at true existence, because the opponent to the grasping at true existence is the understanding of the lack of true establishment of all phenomena.
What the that the devil was going to let in any denzi da new moda don't get up on to worries in aya denzi da new mobile bacha on to womaris bacha the mabuna tangi shambacha to womaris sanji to womaris bacha the bombala and tiba chimila shanchu the saint lojan worries don't need to be shared down shanchu the saint to the worries marbe.
So it is possible through this practice of the three higher trainings and familiarization or meditation upon and with these higher trainings to eradicate the grasping at true existence and the afflictive obstructions and inflictions and so forth. These can be eradicated and one can then achieve the state of nirvana. But it is not possible through reliance upon these alone to achieve the state of complete Buddhahood or the state of omniscience and all-knowing. It's necessary to couple that path with the mind that aspires to enlightenment or bodhicitta in order to achieve the state of all-knowing or complete Buddhahood. It's not possible because the imprints of the afflictive obstructions, which are called the obstructions to omniscience, are still present in the medium scopes case, because the mind that aspires to enlightenment has not been produced. It's not possible to eradicate the imprints of the afflictive obstructions or the obstructions to omniscience. One must have all of those practices in order to achieve that complete state. And this is called the Mahayana path or the Great Vehicle path. And it is impossible to achieve Buddhahood without the Mahayana.
But now Sanji Loma Mangebo, Mangebo, and then Mangebo Timmy Dajumberis, Nedi Bunsaris, Enor Bunsaris, Dunga Bunsaris. Then Mangebe Amatron's Waris, Amatrone, and the Kung Nguishi Waris, Nguishi Tane, Amakabaji Lutene, where we are born, Santan Waris, Santan Mangebo Shetugo Mars, Mangebe Timmy Nguishi Shetugo Mars, Mangebe Amatar and Bushivichil Jay Waris,
Lasso,
Degi Timmy Nguishi Shetumas,
Lasso.
And Sajik Tishivaris, what the Chavaris? Timmy Degi, Shitig Baja Mabuba is not Taji Chambamaris.
Lasso. We can see an example during the time of Buddha of Mugiputra, who was a highly realized practitioner of the lesser vehicle. But even though he had clairvoyance, because he was a practitioner of the lesser vehicle and had achieved the completion state according to the Hinayana vehicle, he had not completely eradicated the obstructions to omniscience. Yes, the ignorance was eradicated in his case, and yes, the afflictive obstructions were eradicated, which enabled him to achieve nirvana. But the clairvoyance that he possessed was not of the type that a Buddha possesses, which is an all-knowing clairvoyance. It is a type of clairvoyance which is restricted, which does not have the ability to see things very far away. So during his life, Mugiputra's mother died, and he wanted to figure out where she had been reborn. But because the place she had been reborn was very distant, and the causal factors within her continuum were very distant, he was not able to utilize his clairvoyance to see where his mother had been born. But Buddha was able to very surely state where his mother had been born because of the fact that he had eradicated the obstructions to omniscience through practice of the Great Vehicle Path.
What the Timmy Dajumish Nyomubi Baja Mamu Baja Shidiris, And Sanjig Mont Pontu Gomaris, Pachat Pombala Dene, Tiba Chimilan Lujang Waters, Sanju Saint Jang Waters.
So a Hinayana foe destroyer, or a Hinayana Arhat, has abandoned the afflictive obstructions, but he or she has not abandoned the obstructions to omniscience. The only way these obstructions can be abandoned, the imprints of the imprints, the only way is through a practice of the great vehicle path or a Mahayana path. If one wishes to produce the mind that aspires to enlightenment in his or her continuum, it's necessary to have causal factors for this production. And there are two separate lineages of teachings which produce this mind that aspires to enlightenment. The first is called the seven-point cause and effect for achieving bodhicitta, for achieving the mind that aspires to enlightenment. And the second lineage is called equalizing and exchanging self with others. So there are two causal lineages for the production or for the ability to achieve the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So the first lineage, which is called the seven-point cause and effect for achieving bodhicitta, begins with the recognition that all sentient beings are our mothers. And then the second step is called remembering their kindness. The third is wishing to repay their kindness. The fourth is love through the force of attraction. The fifth is great compassion. The sixth is the extraordinary attitude, and the seventh, which is the actual result or effect, is bodhicitta, the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So in this particular case, there are six causes and one result, and this is why it's called the seven-point cause and effect for achieving bodhicitta. Lineage of instruction for achieving bodhicitta is called equalizing and exchanging self with others. And currently, we wish to have a pleasant state or happiness for ourselves alone. And we focus on achieving a pleasant state for ourselves continuously. And the equalizing and exchanging self with others instruction teaches us to switch that actual desire for ourselves to have a pleasant state and switch it to a desire for others to have a pleasant state. So this is the exchange that takes place. It's an exchange in the actual view or motivation. So once one achieves the mind that aspires to enlightenment or bodhicitta, then he or she becomes a bodhisattva. And once one is a bodhisattva, then they are practitioners of the Mahayana vehicle or become Mahayanists. Once one is a bodhisattva because he or she has achieved bodhicitta. This is how one becomes a Mahayanist, and then he or she must couple this bodhicitta with the three higher trainings, the highest higher training in ethics, the highest higher training in concentration, and the highest higher training in wisdom. So ethics, the foundation of ethical behavior, is very similar to law in a region. In order for a region to be successful, in order for an area to be successful with education and schools and hospitals and transportation and all of these things, it's necessary to have law and order. Likewise, if one has ethical behavior, which is very similar to law, then their ability to practice the great vehicle will be heightened. So the great vehicle is enhanced then by the practice of the higher trainings, and the first of the higher trainings being the foundation in ethics, and then the single-pointed concentration utilizing the nature of reality as its object of observation, and the wisdom that realizes emptiness. All of these things enhance the great vehicle and allow one to rapidly achieve results.
Oje da tiba chemle ya tunyi la mi bitinge ze go go res tunyi la mi bitinge ze sen tembo me ba yina an tunyi se bu da ga zo re she chi bu jung go ma res an tunyi la mi bitinge ze go go res an tunyi la mi la she ro so ma be o de sun go go res
so it's also necessary because one can't realize I have realizations without a very stable single-pointed concentration. And that single-pointed concentration has to be very stable and utilize emptiness as its objects of observation. So the ethical behavior causes the stability of the single-pointed concentration. So the single-pointed concentration, which utilizes the emptiness as its object of observation, allows one to achieve the wisdom which uses as its object of observation emptiness. So we can see that these three higher trainings are indispensable on the path.
Tony, Tomba Nilayana and the San Tamadilla, Tony Gungasagris, Shanchu Sanayana and the San Tamadilla, Shanchu San Gungas, Yana Yan to Sambata, Jedana to Gumbilans, Tony Yana Yanta. Again, I think so.
So, what does it mean to meditate on emptiness or familiarize oneself with emptiness? Again, anyone who's new, a literal translation is not meditation, it's familiarization. It's a word we've used in the United States, but it's incorrect. So it's literally familiarization for anyone new. So when I say that, that means meditation. So what does familiarization or meditation upon emptiness mean? It means thinking again and again and again about emptiness. What is meditation upon or familiarization with bodhicitta mean? It means thinking again and again and again about bodhicitta. So here, when we speak of gom in Tibetan, the meaning of gom, which we translate either as meditation or familiarization, is to think again and again and again about a specific topic.
Then also later in Ruva in the Karin, in Momara, in ancient Jamba in the beginning of Hoshaba, the Yana and the San Madan, the woman was. Nobody knew that they are Shes of the Yana and San Madan, of course, Shes of the woman is.
So just like in school, if we were to memorize something, if we were given a memorization by our teacher, and if we need to, again and again and again, practice this list of things we were told to memorize. And if we do so, then we will have a stable understanding of them or a stable memorization of them. Likewise, if we do not consistently analyze, engage in analysis of emptiness, one will, it's not possible to really understand it very well. If one doesn't think again and again and again about the nature of reality, understanding the nature of reality will not be possible.
That number chuna chugolo tende demba marubaris, chuna demba maruba than as a mig tontumar, anju kutumare, on be sheba shitumaris, tambo, on be sheba shitumaris. Ko ane ane kande shevo arisna juthen latene shevo aris ta anda latene shevo aris oto shungo aris mare.
So when we say that phenomena are not truly established or are not truly existent because they dependently originate, here we're supplying a reason for something's lack of true establishment or lack of true existence. We aren't able to see the lack of true existence of phenomena with our eyes. We're not able to cognize through sense powers or through our senses the lack of true establishment of the nature of reality. It's necessary for us to rely upon a correct sign and rely upon reasons for us to establish that, yes, phenomena are not truly established. It's not something that initially we can directly cognize without reliance upon a sign. It's necessary for us to rely upon a correct sign for the lack of true establishment in order to truly understand it, because we cannot cognize it directly initially. So here we can say, I am not Dhamma Mandrupa, not truly established. I am not truly established. My causes are not truly established, and my effect or result is not truly established. So here we begin to engage in the analysis of the I or I am in order to have an understanding of the lack of true existence or lack of true establishment. So when we look at the I, for example, and we say I am, or ego, we have to try to figure out where this I is. Is the I the head? We say no. Is the I my hand? Am I my hand? No. Am I my leg? No. Am I a color? Am I a shape? Am I a sound? And when we engage in this investigation, we will not be able to find where this I is, where the I or ego exists. But then we will fall to the wrong side and say, well, then there must be no I. It must be non-existent. But this is incorrect, because there is an I that is going and coming. There is an I that gets sick. There is an I that studies. There is an I that engages in behavior. So there must be an existent I. So once we engage in the investigation and can't find the I, then we engage in an investigation to establish that there is an existent I. But how is this I exist? That's the question. And the I exists based on a nominal designation. There is a collection of five aggregates that come together and then are nominally designated as he or she. But there is no I that is exclusive of this collection, that is exclusive of the collection and exclusive of the nominal designation. So we try to find the I and cannot. We establish that the I is existent, and we figure out how the I exists, and we see that the I exists through nominal designation imputed upon a collection of aggregates, and there is nothing exclusive of that imputation.
Beijing de mer besen me ba Beijing duas zonye duas dumba zonye de zonye de ane kandes yong go zon shego da dumba ni chubal de ne zonye zonye de yong duas de na ji da ji chubal de ne nga se yong go.
So it's very similar to a mirror. If we had a mirror and we looked at our face in the mirror, we would see a face on the other side of ourselves. But there is no face in that mirror. It's merely a reflection of our face onto the mirror. But we can't say there isn't a picture of ourselves in that mirror, because there is an existent picture. But that picture does not come into being unless there is a mirror and there is a face and a reflection that takes place and an eye to cognize the reflection. All of these things must be present in order to cognize, in order to see, apprehend one's face in a mirror. But there is no face in a mirror that exists exclusively of this collection. Likewise, there is no eye that exists exclusively of the collection of parts which we nominally designate or impute as I or he or she. It's also very similar to a television. When we're watching television, we see pictures, we see houses, we see people, we see shapes, we see places and countries, and we see all of these different things. But are they right there inside of the TV? And the answer is no. But we can't say that those beings and items are not present, as they are. They are existent. They're coming from somewhere. They're coming from a collection of things coming together. They're coming from the electricity and the television and the cameras and the images and so forth all come together and allow us to then see this is this place, this is this thing, this is him, this is her. But there is no him, her, this, that, or place exclusive of the collection which we nominally designate. So it's very similar to the eye. The images on the television are not truly established, nor is the eye truly established. Both come into existence through a collection, but both are existent but not truly established.
Dada soki zubu nalu le nasa yume de dada ge machine tantan ki cheba chene ane machine nalu nasa kare yina TV yina TV yime ta ju tiong waris kensi yina kensi ki ta tiong waris ane dada go wata chu kensi rejas or TV rejas shugan nasa rejas
wata
jeba res jeba
then Rimache, the tambo gari sumpe tama tamche shingyo yine tambo gari sumpe
tabu kare se jeba su mar ba
ta
jeba ma ru ba da nga su wang she ge she tu mar
wang she
ma su ge she tu mar es ta bu ta jeba ta da den she wu
tam che shin so it's not possible for us to cognize the lack of true existence through our sense powers or through apprehension with our eye and so forth. It's not possible to apprehend this. It's necessary for us to rely upon a correct sign. And once we rely upon a correct sign, then this is called inferential prime cognition, or inference. So this inferential prime cognition is incontrovertible and is a valid cognition, but it comes into being through analysis and reliance upon a correct sign. Very similar to the way a doctor diagnoses an illness. There is no way for him to just see and then instantly know what the illness is. It's necessary to engage in various tests. Then after the tests are complete, then he relies upon these tests to give a proper diagnosis. And then the proper diagnosis is given and he or she can then say, yes, you have cancer, or yes, you have tuberculosis. But without these tests and without these correct signs that he or she relied upon, it would be impossible for him or her to make a diagnosis. Likewise, in order to understand the nature of reality, which is the lack of true establishment or lack of true existence of the nature of reality or phenomena, it's necessary for us to rely upon a sign and achieve the state of inference before we have the state of direct prime cognition.
Then what does situation what the dunta jige and then chaba yungres and then suna yungres na drama dangres chaba yung dunta ji and then news the shit who does
that
come machine all rule dunta tele chaba bogu and the drama yungu yamete machine all taj tungores what the shiva the jeva
looks when we look at the situation with the weather we look at the ability for meteorologists to look at various machines and decide what the weather will be like a week from now. They're able to say, oh, it will rain, it will snow, it's going to cold weather is coming, hot weather is coming. All of these things can be determined by various machines and techniques that the meteorologist utilizes. This is the same exact process of reliance upon a correct sign to achieve the state of inferential prime cognition that one uses to analyze reality. So we can see that a weatherman engages in the same exact a kind of analysis to state what the weather will be like as someone who wishes to understand reality.
But then I didn't know that nga denba ma ruba yu denba min ru chu na ji denba ma ruba de ne nga so ta ta la tin she go ris ta de ne ane nga yu ris ine denba ma ruba ka ris n den de yin be she di ben de ji ni shi ma be den de yin be she ah nga denba ma ruba ris ju sen ka ris na den de yin be she di ben de ji chun chu ba la de ne ju ba ris pe na zo ni ji ma be
Then jutsin la dene. Chuchin sewa
da. What the lord ale?
Okay. So it's the same way that we investigate the eye. How does the eye exist? Is the eye truly established? Why is the eye not truly established? The eye is not truly established because it dependently originates. So here we see the subject eye and the statement is not truly established, and we see the correct sign is because it dependently originates. So here we see the subject, and then the statement about the subject, and then the reason that the statement about the subject is correct. So here we have the complete pervasion that will prove the lack of true establishment, and we have a correct sign to prove that lack of true establishment, so we can achieve the state of inferential prime cognition through utilization of correct signs. So there are many reasons that establish emptiness or establish the lack of true establishment or the nature of reality. These three things are synonymous, by the way: lack of true establishment, emptiness, and the nature of reality. So all of these come into understanding through correct signs, and we can find three correct signs asserted by Lord Atisha in this text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. Then ju depo sumba gare sumba sewa yomare
sumba ngola jos ngo sana jeb ngoro na ngaro ngoro kono kono ngoro ngoro ngola jos
name
ngo
ming
ngo sana ti ngo
nature
ti nature situation ti ngo
nature
jeb situation
okay
jeb ngo
less so then a Depo, Ju, Ngowo.
Oh, that's okay. Only the number is.
Tuchena.
Yeah.
The cassette you're at, Selpon Yomare, then Kepa, Yapu Yomare, Lagare. So the three assertions that Lord Atisha makes in The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment are as follows. The statement is that the causal factors for the item or the eye are lack true establishment. The results are also lack true establishment, and the nature of the item lacks true establishment. So here three reasons are given for the lack of true establishment or for the assertion of emptiness.
제단 다 오미 존을 나타 고송스 나바타 나바타바스 나바타바스 타바르와 타발루야 고송요아레스 제브 데바마루바도 비셔데 고찌데스 제브 데브 데바마루바도 비셔데 고니바레스 조 데바마루바도 고데 고송바레스 제브 제브 조 데브 데바 데보 준데 송데 데바마루바도 비셔로 송들레 나바타비 고레스 데 공발데네 타발루고레스 타비고
So it's also called the three doors to liberation. The three doors, the three doors to liberation being that the causal factor of Jeff lacks true establishment, the result of Jeff lacks true establishment, and the nature of Jeff, because the cause of Jeff lacks true establishment and the effect of Jeff lacks true establishment, is the lack of true establishment. So the nature of Jeff is a lack of true establishment because of the cause and the effect and both of them together. So those are the three. So this is stated, these are the three doors to liberation, because if one can recognize this, then liberation becomes possible.
Debula Juba, you mentioned Yuba Joe and Mabana. That the name English is Juju, Juju Shedu, Taruchi, Juju Shedu.
So, if everyone could look at number 47, Tanangi Lugue.
Oh, English, Juju Shedu, Tajlu,
Lapsa.
Debula Juba, you mentioned Jungo, Nancy Tad, what did they mean?
So, here, in number 47, we can find the beginning of the assertion of the signs that emptiness of inherent existence is accurate. Understanding emptiness of inherent existence through realizing that the aggregates, constituents, and sources are not produced is described as wisdom.
Jebu juu tu su mensa gores marbe. Jebu tu juu tu su mela gores. Tandini santanda, pina matul santandra wa. Matul de, matul ki sun tu su matu wat. Matul chuu jin. Matul ki sun ki tu su ayu, juu tu su mela wa. Matul ki juu tu su meba denba dhubari, denba ma dhubari.
Denba ma dhubari.
Juu tu su meba denba ma dhubari is. Matul de matul ki juu tu su yoba denba ma dhubari is. Matu de matu ju to yeba de meba niga yeba de mama rubers, niga ma yeba de mama rubers, devil as you went to Musuotre. The inta matu de mama rubers. What the town that omit the mother, Punazunis.
So here it says, through realizing, understanding emptiness of inherent existence, through realizing that the aggregates, constituents, and sources are not produced as described as wisdom. So here, this is the wisdom that recognizes that the causal factors, or the production itself, does not truly establish, and because it does not contain the actual result within it. So the cause does not contain the result within it, and the effect itself also lacks true establishment. So the causal factor does not have the result within it. So we can't say that the effect itself is truly established, because there is some sort of inherent effect within the cause, because the cause itself neither has the effect within it nor is truly established. Here we see the sources are not produced is described as wisdom. The not produced here refers to not produced inherently, does not have true establishment. So we look at the subject Jeff, for instance, or the subject flower, Metu Chuchen. So we look at the subject flower, for instance. The subject flower, are in the seed itself, are the causal factors, is flower present? Is there a truly established flower in the cause itself? And the answer is no. So the causal factor does not contain a truly established flower, nor is the causal factor itself truly established. So then the result the effect itself is not truly established, because the effect itself does not produce an effect or have an effect inherently within it, nor is it truly established because its causal factor truly established it. So the effect itself is not truly established. But these two things are existent, but their existence does not make it so that it is truly established. It just proves the actual existence. It doesn't prove inherent existence. So existence is not a reason for it. But we are proving that they are existence to negate a nihilistic view of them. So here we see the cause, the effect, and the combination of cause and result, the nature of the flower lacks true establishment. And we can't say that there is something which is neither the cause or the effect which is truly established, because we've already negated an inherently existent, truly established flower. So its cause, its result, and the combination of the two, as well as something which is neither, prove a lack that there is nothing which is truly established.
What the devil at your image in book dances over the Palawa Chujerova, Deba Madu de Rangi Ju to the Yoba Deba Madu, Rangi Ju to the Meba Deba Madu, Rangi Ju to so Yoba Nameba Niga Yimba Deba Madu, Rangi Ju to the Yoba the Meba Niga Maimba Deba Madu by Imbezer. The Yinza and then Mutu could Deba Madu is, but the Nakimutu is. Sagas Karza.
Sky flower.
Sagapalo, Sagapalo.
So then Metu Chuch and Dembo Madrupa Ayan, Mayan.
Dembo Madrupa is.
Dembo Madrupa.
Dembo Madrupa, Jusen Karasana, Rangi Ju to the Yoba Dembo Madru. Meba Dembo Madru. Nika Meba to Yoba Nika Yima Dembo Madru.
Then Mepa Dembo Madru, non existent. Mepa Hakosa.
Madu the Rangi Ju to the Yoba Dembo Madru, Meba Dembo Madru, Rangi Ju to the Yoba the Meba Nika Yimba Dembo Madru. Nika may measure the head of the Maji. Maji Dembo Madru is.
So here, when we look at the subject flower, the reasons are given as follows. The subject flower is not truly established. It is not truly established because it is not truly established within its own cause, and it is not truly established because there is a non-existent true establishment within it. So here we say it's not truly established because the cause is not truly established, but the non-existence of the true establishment of cause does not truly establish it either. It's really that awkward in the Tibetan, so I'm trying to, there's no way to make it less awkward. So the lack of true establishment, which the non-existence of the true establishment does not truly establish it either. But the combination of the cause and the result itself, so the causal factor of the flower and the flower itself combined, do not truly establish it, because we have negated both the cause and the effect already. And then something which is neither cannot be truly established, because we've already negated existence being truly established as well as non-existence being truly established. So whether it is existent or non-existent, it is not truly established. There's nothing existent or non-existent truly established. That's the synopsis of everything that was just said. So if you think about this slowly, you will understand this. So you can slowly understand this in a coarse fashion, and then you speak with others about it, and you hear more things about it, and read about it, and it will become clearer, and a more concise understanding of this will come. I forgot to read 48. Something existent cannot be produced, nor something non-existent like a sky flower. These errors are both absurd, and thus both of the two are either. So this is just the part of the existent and the non-existent are not produced or not inherently existent. So 49, a thing is not produced from itself, nor from another, also not from both, nor causelessly either. Thus it does not exist inherently by way of its own entity.
What the ngob ran le mechi ji je dan ni ga kar sa da le ma yin yin le mi ni le ma yin ju me mi ngob ga da ga na je wa na yo ma yin na ga ju na ge ne zo wa shi rong gong gu du wo de le si de dang da ta ji ji jiao gu bi dang da si wo de ju la ju ba du ji zimin den si ta ji ji jiao gu bi dang da si wo de le si de kar si na ga su ju du ji ge ga lo dāmbā dhūbī jīwā yuwa mā rīs, jīwā yuwa rīs, yūlē jīwā rīs, kundu yīyē rīs, rāngi jūchēn lī jīwā rīs. Yī nā yā, dāmbā dhūbī jīwā yuwa mā rīs, rāngi jī dhūbī jīwā yuwa mā rīs, rāngi jī dhūbī jīwā, dā ōmā thāngyū wā shēchā rīs, ōmā thāngyū wā. Dāmbā dhūbī jīwā yuwa mā rīs, jīwā mē bī jūchēn kā rīs nā, rāngi jīwā yuwa mā rīs, dā lī jīwā yuwa mā rīs, rāngi jīwā yuwa mā rīs. Yen le jiwa yuwa ma re, nika le jiwa yuwa, da dan yen nika le jiwa yuwa ma re, ju menba le jiwa menba ye shi re, ju menba le jiwa men zang, ane denpa ma dhubwa re shi. Taba na nga su mudu si na digi nuwa, mudu si na digi nuwa, mudu de da le jina ka re si jiwa gwa re shi na, mudu de da le jina, mudu de mudu ku sun yu 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 gwa re shi. Tangjian kilen wo si tangjian. Tangjian ba zhe ge, tangjian ba de ge, mu du de denba zhubi jiwa yuwa re. Rangjian ji zhubi jiwa yuwa re. Yo bi jiusheng ka re si na, ku ju yu tu zhu yuwa ne jiwa re si. Ju yu tu zhu yuwa re si. Mu du gu sun yu gu nalu le, mi ma tong re ma du, mu du gu sun yu nalu le, nyo gu ju yuwa re si. Mu du de mu du gu sun yu na, ju yu tu zhu yuwa ne jiwa yin zang, denba zhubi jiwa re si. Da tangju wa ge, mu du de denba ma ru ba re si. Mu du ju yu tu, yue du su yue ni jiwa ma yin bi ye shi re rang li jiwa ma yin bi shi ma ri bai rang li jiwa ma yin shi ala ji la shi ma ri
So, when we look at this, a thing is not produced from itself, nor from another, also not from both, nor causelessly either. Thus, it does not exist inherently by way of its own entity. We can find this in the root text by Nagarjuna, the root text on wisdom, where he states that it's not produced from, something that's not truly established because it is produced from itself, another, both, or causeless. So Nagarjuna here states almost the same exact thing, meaning that a thing is produced. We can't state that it is not produced because all compounds have to be produced. They're all functioning compounds must have production. So we don't say that they are not produced. Here the meaning is that they are not produced inherently. They are not produced from them their own selves and not from another and not from both. So here, not produced from itself is the negation of the view of the Samkhya school or the enumerators in ancient Indian school, where they believe that, for instance, a flower, the seed itself, the belief is that the seed itself contains the effect, which is the flower, in it, and that because the seed contains the result within it, and that all things which cause other things have their result within them, this proves their true establishment, or proves that they are truly existent. So this is the view of the enumerators of the Samkhya school. The view is that things are truly established because within their results the causal factors are present. So the Madhyamika Prasangika school, or the middle way consequence school, negates this incorrect view and states that there is not a result present within the cause, and there is not true establishment of cause.
That's okay. yu yu tu su yu na jiwa kawa rizh, dali ma yin si, dali jiwa yuwa ma rizh, nanga jiwa nanga, dali jiwa yuwa ma rizh, dali jiwa miya di yuwa biye shi rizh, yu yu tu su yuwa na yangcha jiguya yuwa ma rizh, yu yu tu su yuwa na jiguya yuwa ma rizh, ku yu yu tu su miya sun san jiguya rizh ma tu, yu yu tu su yuwa na jiguya yuwa ma rizh, wata kawa rizh, dali ma yin si, ma dhe.
Yangcha suru nang, the ju tsin.
Taba na, ma tu dang tu su kongola, yu yu tu su yuwa, ku su yuwa si guwa rizh, 장제 바게 모두 주의들 외에 제가 인자 대가 주로 제가 엄마 탄주하게 모두데 주의들 외 말레스 주의들 외에 제가 말레스 주의들 외 말레스 가자드 대가 주로 제가 외 말레스 대인소서 안에 장제게 주의들 외 주생지 대가 주로 제가 가는 것도 달마이스
So the enumerators state or the Samkhya school states that the results are always present within the causes of something. So the enumerators believe this, but the middle way consequence school negates this because the middle way consequence school states that there are not results present within causal factors. There is not any self arisen from self. It's not possible for self to arise from self. So here Nagarjuna in the root text negates true production of self, and the meaning here is that not truly established, that the self is not truly established, and the reason for negation of this is to negate the Samkhya school's view of self-production, and self-production being a correct sign for true establishment. So the Madhyamika Prasangika school negates this incorrect view.
That Ranjan Bale, Devu to Ju to the Yomaris, Lodu, she to a Kalikabaji. That Gandes Kaunasana, and Shanjan de Wagit and Dajikaganua, and Ranjan Dajikan. And then Ju to the Devu to Yoba Yena, Tromachi launching Joa Jaja Yona, Tromatele, and then Lambuchi Jayurves.
Less so.
Lambuchi Jaja Nuba Jayurva. Ane Tomatele, Lambuji Ayus and the Yosuku Jurta, good Tanjang Tutarua. Ane Tomate, Zagan Chinsuna, Zagan the Lanchin Jayo University. The Lodu could Tanjang Karnival, Lotu Gorda, Zangul Lambuji Jayo's Lotu Mara.
So Shanti Deva goes further to negate this by stating that this is not possible, that the Samkhya school is incorrect in their assertion. And he states that this is an absurd assertion because if an ant, for instance, had 100 rebirths as an elephant, and this ant during this rebirth happened to be standing on a blade of grass, it means that that blade of grass has the potential to support 100 elephants. If all of these things were present within, all effects and causes were present within each other, then these 100 rebirths as elephants would be present, and one blade of grass would have the ability to support 100 elephants.
What the little do could tangent Nerugora, and tangent with the Kalajin, and tangent who Kalegali Tony Sheva town wars.
So the enumerators or Samkhya schools were defeated and negated by this type of reasoning. And their tenet system slowly started to dissolve, and the understanding of the many of the previous holders of the enumerator view or Samkhya school view began to study emptiness or the nature of reality because of the correct reason which negates their whole tenet system. So another thing which one could say is that piece of bread produces feces eventually. So does that mean that you are eating feces when you have a piece of bread because it will eventually produce the result of feces? So this is another absurd fact which the enumerators would have to state was true because of their assertion that all causes have the result present. So it's easy just to say anything is this or true or that, but once somebody states a reason, then it's impossible for them to hold up their particular system. It's impossible for a system which is so ignorant to hold up to any type of reasoning because it's of the absurdity of its assertions.
Da ngobu ran le ma ji yin dang zi yin se yin le jiwa zi. Yin le jiwa zi na rangwa nu tubi jiwa. Oma tangyo xe xe jiwa ndu rangwa nu tubi jiwa yue se kent oma rangju ba, san zang ba, xe zha ma wang, du du ba, xe ru ba kanga ke lian gore ta. Wa tu zi kanga kanga gore zi.
Then shang drupa.
Rangka senji drupi ju le jiwa. Rangka senji drupi ju le jiwa, rangwa nu tubi ju le jiwa. Oma tangyo wa ki denpa. Rangan dhruva yoyomare, denpa dhruva yoyomare, rajin dhruva yoyomare is. Raju bhaag denpa dhruva yoyomare de rangka senyi dhruva yoyomare is. Rangka senyi dhruva ju yoyomare is. Rangka senyi dhruva drebu yoyomare is. Rangka senyi dhruva drebu de rangka senyi dhruva ju yen li jibare is. Yen li jibas. San zang ba dang, nambi shira mawa dang, dhudu ba thangji kilendro.
Lesa. So the second produced from other, actually not produced from another, is only an assertion of the middle way consequence school, the Madhyamika Prasangika school. Their view negates even all the other Buddhist schools below it, beginning with the Madhyamika Svatantrika school and its two divisions, as well as the Chittamantra, as well as the Chittamantran school, and the Satrantika school and the Vibhashika school. All of these are negated by Nagarjuna's view of the middle way consequence school. So holders of this view, such as Chandrashita and so forth, were actually negated by the middle way consequence view, because the middle way consequence view does not state or believe that things are produced from self or from other, whereas the middle way autonomy school, the mind only school, the sutra school, and the great exposition school all hold the some form, whether it be coarse or subtle, production from other.
Ngobu rangli ma jisi yin dangs, yin li jiwa panna mudu ju rangan rubi jiwa me de dema rubi jiwa yo maris. Rangka sinji rubi ju yin li jiwa me beyeshir. Rangka sinji rubi ju yin me beyeshir. Rangka sinji rubi ju me beyeshir. Rangka sinji rubi me beyeshir. What does that matter?
So here we see the subject flower, for instance. We see the subject flower does not have Rangitseni Drupa Mebe Echer, does not have within itself, there is the Rangitseni Drupa Mebe Echer, there is not an existence.
Rangitseni Drupa Yosuna Tende Ma Yimba Yonanda. Tende Ma Drupa Yonanda, Rangwa Drupa Yonanda, Diyo Ma Yonanda.
So there is no inherent self production, there is no inherent establishment from the own side, an item's own side, or from the side of other. In order to produce whatever that item may be or being may be. So the lack of production itself leads to the lack of true establishment. So the things are not truly established because they are not produced from themselves inherently or produced from other inherently. So we can see that the middle way consequence school negates even these views that the lower schools hold to be, assert to be true.
Jumel jawa me bhi jamphen ka de jamphen jamphen ke tene diji du ngalo ju ka yo ma ji bata pika ke den de ju kra chera ge ni ji bu wa chhen dang ge so ju ma ju me bal ji wa res ma ji da da dama la so lo ban zin ji bas ma ji da da dama la so ma ja sin pika mar be pika chhen chhen ji bu ji da yo ro du su ju yo ma ji bu ju me bal ji wa res ju me bal ji ba yin ta de ba du bi ji wa re Dhamma dhruvi waris, what the law is?
The jipa.
Jipa tri jipa.
The sumba.
Sumba nikal jiwa tiriwa.
Nikal jiwa.
Nikal jiwa jipa bari.
Jipa pa kagadu.
Jipa bari. Jain bari. Jain.
Jain.
Jain tri
jipa. So it's easy then to negate production from both, because we've already negated the true establishment of production from self. We've already negated the true establishment of production from other. So because we've negated these two already, we can't say that things are truly established because of a little of both, because both have already been negated. So we can that particular negation of that assertion is to counteract the view of the Jain tradition. The Jain tradition feels that things are truly established and come into being from a little of itself and a little bit of other. And the two come together and somehow make it so it's truly established. So the Jain tradition tenet systems feel that this is the case, and they assert true establishment. And then when we see causeless, they are neither nor causeless, this is to negate the view of the nihilists. The nihilists believe that things are not cause, there are no causal factors for anything, that a peacock has beautiful feathers, but we never see those feathers painted. So they are just that way because they are that way, and there is no reason, there is no cause. Their belief is that there is no cause and effect, period. Things are just the way they are because they're the way they are, and one cannot see a painter painting a peacock. A peacock is just colored. So they negate production altogether and state that things are causeless.
I know the same being the
And then they state, look at beans. There's no one who made the bean. Did you see a bean maker? Because there's no bean maker, there's no cause. So here, if we wanted to say the subject flower is not truly established, we can give the reason. The subject flower is not truly established because it is not produced from self, other, both, or causeless. We can see in the root text on wisdom, Nagarjuna's Sawasherup. Madhyamika Mulakarika is the Sanskrit name for that. In the Madhyamika Mulakarika, we can see the assertion that things are not truly established. And then it says self, other, two, or causeless. So it's shortened in Nagarjuna's text. It says self, others, two, causeless. So well, the same thing is meant as here. And then also we can find in the Umajupa, the Maitreya's Umajupa, Chandrakirti's entrance to the middle way, the Madhyamika Avatara, we can find the statement that things are, there is no production that leads to true establishment from self, other, both, and there is no causeless production either. So we find in the Madhyamika Avatara, Chandrakirti's entrance to the middle way, this assertion as well. So, number 50, I'm going to read and then we'll explain it at a later time. Moreover, when all phenomena are examined as to whether they are one or many, they are not seen to exist by way of their own entity, and thus are ascertained as not inherently existent.
What the Mola Juba Chit the Duke Densilers, Mopana, Nasu Deba Madubaris, Deba Madu, the Deba to be cheat and Deba to Tomacano to Madubes, what is the words? Chit now you ever can go on a chee in Gure, Yana Tadi in Gure, Chit not Tadi Kaya Maimi, Shiraji Yomaro, Chuji Yomaro, Chui in a Yana chee micha, Yana Chit not Tomacano in Micha Gurmadu, Chit not Tomacano Maimi Chuji Yomaro.
So here, this is the third correct sign where it says, moreover, when all phenomena are examined as to whether they are one or many, they are not seen to exist by way of their own entity, and thus are ascertained as not inherently existent. So here, this is the actual nature that we previously referred to the nature of the phenomena. So it says when all phenomena are examined here meaning for the nature of them, as they are one, or as to whether they are one or many, they are not seen to exist by way of their own entity. So when one examines phenomena to see whether it is self, it is one or other, many here is tade, they've translated as many, I've always seen it translated as two or other. So if they are one or many, they are not seen to exist by way of their own entity, and thus are ascertained as not inherently existent. So the nature of phenomenon is that they do not exist by way of their own entity. They do not exist from their own side exclusively, and because of this, they are not inherently existent. So here, the third reason is given because the nature of phenomenon is such that when one investigates them, one will not find any true establishment because they do not exist from their own side exclusively.
I am, you are, he is. I am so good. Not truly is this. And then what Maduba is. And Pi aggregate is over. Pombungata, never to be cheated on Tomagoro Madubes is what is that? The law.
So when we look at the subject, for instance, of the eye, when we look at the five aggregates themselves, the Yanja Suruna, Jason. Gangin sen de temamba las and then Jason.
Nga nga sen de gro. Nga chu de ma ru de. Nga I phong bu da de ma ru bi chi da. To ma ga ru to ma ru be ye. Nga I phong bu da sen de gre.
So the subject I is not truly established. It is not truly established because it comes into being through a collection of aggregates, and it is not come into existence by way of one or other, meaning by way of its own entity or other entity, because the nature of the I itself is not truly established.
Then the use in a channel deva marubares, channel and a channel of Pombo deva to be cheated to Tomagoro Marubeser. Then and a Kamba dhemba marubaris. Kamba the rang dajit and deva dhubichi to tumakaro marubis. Kangal kuya yuaris.
So we can say that you are not truly established because you are the nature of you is not exclusive from that of the five aggregates, but it is not the five aggregates, nor is it other than the five aggregates. So the nature of you is to be truly not truly established or not inherently existence. So we can apply this same formula to all phenomena. Any other type of phenomena is not truly established because it does not exist by way of its own entity. It is not brought into being by self or other, or one or many. So here, if we state that there is nothing that is outside of this, there is nothing that is existent that is outside of the scope of one or other, or one or many. So this or that, or I or other than I. So there is nothing that exists that falls into a category other than those. And we can see that neither of those are truly established. Neither one is truly established because it does not come into existence by way of its own entity or by way of other entities. So it is not truly established because the nature of whether we're using I or other or phenomena in general, the nature of these things is that they are not inherently established.
Kishin shiwa tsui oma jen sa yuruwa, 오드노르도스 다다 제밍원데 다양다바네 지바다 드밍원데 테이셔 라지메데 존예진스 다다 다이나 제 가르소 탄지 네바마루바레스 네바두베지도 도마가노 마루베제 보나 존예진스 오드가르고도
So we can the Chandrashita.
Chandrashita.
Okay. So the great master Chandrashita wrote the text called the Ornament to the Madhyamika, the Umachen, Ornament to Madhyamika. And this text, we can find a quote that all phenomena, whether they be this or that, self or other, one or two, lack true establishment because of their lack of establishment of self or other.
And
we can find in Baba Vega's text, Sengizampo. Lion, Zampo, positive. Baba Vega,
Baba Vega, and the Marga.
Oh, Litinje.
Litinje is only your Gangayore.
Sing example, Baba Vega. Haribhadra. Haribhadra. Oh, sorry, it's not Baba Vega, it's Haribhadra. Haribhadra. The Sing example, the Becha, the Go, Jagadu, Tombani, then Goja, the Tonlam. The Sing example. The Haribhadra. The Dadre, Haribhadra. So we can find in all texts on the Madhyamika the quotes such as these, not produced from self, other, or both, because they are not produced by way of their own entity or from other entity. We can find also in Haribhadra's texts. So in this text, we see that there are three stanzas of reasons to assert the lack of true establishment or emptiness. So maybe... So here it says the reasoning of the 70 stanzas on emptiness, the treatise on the middle way, and so forth explain that the nature of all things is established as emptiness. Since there are a great many passages, I have not cited them here, but have explained just their conclusions for the purpose of meditation or for the purpose of familiarization. So here, the statement is that in the Madhyamika, there are a great number of passages where we can find examples of why emptiness is established. In the 70 stanzas on emptiness by Nagarjuna, the treatise on the middle way by Nagarjuna, and also the many other texts. But this is just a condensed format which condenses the meaning very concisely. And there are a great many texts which are more expansive and contain much more information. This is just a summary of what can be found in the larger texts.
shiba yina oma tsawa shiro tang ane oma juban shiba tang tang mabu yuwaris de shiba yina pasha mabu chanung duus ane nyonyo juman de shiba yis dungi gwaya tunda dudu shiba yus.
So it's a very condensed understanding of emptiness, because if we look at the Chandrakirti's Madhyamika Avatara, the entrance to the middle way, and we look at the treatise on the middle way by Nagarjuna and the other texts, there are a great many examples which are given, but we would need to read volumes of texts, and Rinpoche said this thick, we would need to read volumes of texts, whereas this is a very small abbreviated version that means exactly the same thing, but there isn't as much explanation given. So in the future, we'll also go over these things and you'll understand them greater. In the future, you will understand more and more of this.
Yeah, again, okay.